All right, Eric, another game gone, but got to be a little bit more positives to take from compared to last Thursday.
Yeah, the challenge this week the entire time was, are we willing to compete at the level we need to? And the guys responded tonight, so we're pretty happy with that.
No question that Anthony and Cody provided a much-needed jolt to the lineup, especially Cody John. Just what did you make of their games tonight?
You know, Cody brought some leadership. Obviously, he can space the floor for us, and he provides some challenges out there. But, yeah, guys like Anthony, Tiga Keeley, and, you know, Isaac Simon came in and provided effort and energy when we needed it, you know, and kind of turned, kept pushing us back in that game when it looked like Edmonton might make a run.
There really wasn't a point in the game where one team was able to pull away to a large lead where it was each quarter, all three quarters, it was just a one-score game. So what was your guys' message, especially at halftime, you know, still within it? You didn't have much of a lead going into the third, but what was the message to the players to really grind in and try to pull out in front?
You know, it was about executing every single play. It came down to that. You know, can we be effective in our defensive communication? Can we follow the game plan? Because, you know, it came down to a one-possession game, so you didn't want to give up anything in the third quarter that would come back to bite you in the fourth.
Is it safe to say that compared to last week to tonight that there were maybe some nerves last week that were kind of put to rest? I thought the bench was really quiet last week compared to tonight. Is that a safe assumption to make?
You know, when we challenged guys to compete, we challenged all of our guys to compete, not just the guys that were on the floor, but to be engaged. And for sure, you know, we got some nerves out last week. I got some nerves out last week. And, you know, we came back this week ready to fight and want to prove where we fit in this league.
You also had a whole week off in between from last week to tonight. How much did that play into a bit of an advantage? No, you didn't get the victory, but you had some more time to practice, guys still coming in. How did you use that to your advantage?
Oh, it was massive in our development. You know, we got to get into some film and see some of our weaknesses and address them. And, you know, that time within this league is tough. When you get into the middle of the season, you don't get a lot of down days in order to really work on some of the specifics of your own team. So we took advantage of it, and I'm really happy with how the guys absorbed it. And, you know, we're ready to come back on Saturday and see if we can get a win.
And right into Saturday, you're right back at it. Another tough opponent in Niagara. What's going to be the biggest key for you guys to try and hand Niagara, assuming how the rest of the week goes, their first loss of the season?
Yeah. Well, they're playing tonight and losing. But that being said, you know, for us is trying to build off this, you know, correct some minor details, correct some of our communication so that we can be a little more diligent in some of our executing. But truthfully, it's coming back with this level of energy and effort. And, you know, if that's the starting point for us, we'll have a chance every night.